Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. As we work through together as a community what it means to follow Jesus, even with our busy commuting lifestyles. This week we're talking about pioneer preaching. We're talking about what some of Jesus's first followers had to say when they were given the opportunity to speak publicly about him. We're reading through the book of Acts to do this. The book of Acts started with Jesus gathering his followers around him after his death and resurrection and giving them a mission. They were going to take his message, his good news, to the entire world. They had something to say. Jesus had given it to them to say. But they had to wait for their opportunity. They were told to wait for the arrival of the Holy Spirit. After that, Peter had an opportunity to speak to thousands about what was going on. Thousands of people decided to follow Jesus. And then they established some early practices of how they were going to keep themselves in sync as a community. In today's story, we find one of Jesus' closest followers, Peter, having just healed a man who had never been able to walk in his life. The man was a beggar at the temple who got carried there every day by his friends and dropped off so he could ask money of people who had come to the temple to sacrifice or worship. This man asks Peter and another one of Jesus' followers for money, and instead he gets to walk. Naturally, this attracts a crowd, and people want to hear from the man who has just healed the beggar they probably recognized as having sat at the temple lame every day of his life. Here's what happened. While he clung to Peter and John, all the people, utterly astounded, ran together to them in the portico called Solomon's. And when Peter saw it, he addressed the people. "Men of Israel, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us as though by our own power or piety we have made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered over and denied in the presence of Pilate, when he had decided to release him. But you denied the Holy and Righteous One, and asked for a murderer to be granted to you, and you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses." Given the opportunity to speak, Peter basically retells the story of Jesus' death, an essential component of the good news that Jesus had sent him and his friends to proclaim in the world. But he retells it in a very direct way that might actually make us feel a little bit uncomfortable because he is so direct. He speaks to his fellow Jews gathered around him, particularly those who were in Jerusalem. And he basically points the finger at them every time he speaks about the ways Jesus was denied and abused. He basically says that those listening to him were responsible for four terrible things that happened to Jesus. The first is, you handed him over. The high priests, who represented the Jewish people very much so, handed Jesus over to the Roman authorities to be tried and eventually to be tortured and killed. They didn't just deal with this as Jesus' fellow countrymen, as Jesus' fellow Jews, but they handed him over, knowing full well what would happen to him under Roman control. The second indictment is that they disowned him before Pilate, even when Pilate would have let him go. They insisted that Jesus be dealt with by portraying Jesus to be a rabble-rouser, who was going to make the Jews rise up and riot against their Roman oppressors. They declared Caesar to be their lord and king. They did what no Jew should have been able to do, declaring that they had a lord over them who wasn't their God, but who was a Roman emperor. But they did that. They said that. They said Caesar is our only king in order to show that Jesus could not be their king. They did that to portray Jesus as a political opponent to Caesar, one who had to die. The third indictment was that they traded him for a murderer. There had been a tradition of releasing one prisoner every year at the Passover, as a tip of the hat to the Jews on their high feast. When the Roman authorities offered to do that, and Pilate, in fact, presented to them Jesus and said, "This should be the one you release. Surely he's done nothing wrong." The crowd said, "Crucify him. Crucify him." And they had Barabbas released. Barabbas, who had been convicted of murder, was the one they asked to have released into their community. And Jesus is the one who was sent to the death for having committed no crimes at all. And that brings us to the final indictment, the last one that says, "You killed the author of life." Now, those are the words used in the English Standard Version that we regularly read here. But another way to translate author was pioneer. And that's why we call our series right now Pioneer Story, because this is the story of Jesus as much as it is the story of those who first followed him. Jesus was the pioneer of life. He was the creator of life as God. And he was also the first man to truly live in the way that human beings had been created to live. Jesus Christ, fully God and fully man, was the pioneer of life in both those respects. And they killed him. They yelled, "Crucify him," and had him killed. They had the prototype of life killed. Clearly, Peter wants his hearers to feel indicted by these four realities. He wants them to feel some responsibility. He wants them to feel some guilt and some dread over what happened. Not simply so they can wallow in that pain, but so he can lead them somewhere even better. His message is, "You did this." But he's going to lead them somewhere wonderful with that. Well, I've got a question for you to think about before we explore this in more depth tomorrow and Thursday. What I want you to think about is, why would Peter give this crowd such terrible news? Where's he going with this? We'll talk about that tomorrow, but in the meantime, I want you to think about it and hopefully discuss it with some friends, some coworkers, some people you know from the commute, maybe your spouse or loved one. Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.